Today on Annenberg Radio News.
We fight with our families and they pretend it's a discussion. We embrace carbohydrates because that's what's in.
Happy Rosh Hashanah. We talk with a Jewish rapper about how he's celebrating. Good afternoon from the University of Southern California and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for Thursday, September 25th, 2014. I'm Priyanka Deo. There are more than 8,500 homeless young people in Los Angeles County. One of the highest concentrations of homeless under the age of 24 is in South LA. Anna Kathbrigida reports on a new program hoping to tackle the problem.
Homeless no more! Homeless no more!
Homeless no more. This was the message this morning at Holman United Church. Here, the South LA Homeless Transition Age Youth Collaborative rolled out its new plan. Reverend Kelvin Saul heads the organization.
The mission of the plan is to prevent and end homelessness among transition age youth. So prevention, intervention, and then ultimately the elimination.
Saul worked with community members and kids known as transition age youth, or TAY. These are homeless young people who are too old for foster care. Saul and community organizers came up with a plan that has six goals. They address the varied and complicated needs of thousands of homeless young people in South LA, like Demonque Williams.
Like, all of our issues are different. Like, personally, for me, my only issue is housing.
For others, it may be educational or health needs. The Homeless TAY Collaborative hopes to help young homeless find and access resources for all aspects of their lives. Executive Director of the Collaborative, Gerald Thompson, thinks homeless programs haven't addressed the problems of teenagers and young adults.
What about the kids? It doesn't make sense. So our focus is, let's get some focus back on where we probably should have had it all the time, is on the youth.
The organization plans to partner with government, educational, and community groups to create more services and to make current services more efficient and comprehensive. Anna Kathbrigida, Annenberg Radio News.
Santa Monica-based consumer watchdog announced two lawsuits today against Cigna and Blue Shield. The lawsuit accuses them of lying to patients about which doctors and hospitals were covered under their plans. Consumer Watchdog alleges Cigna mislabeled its plans, saying they were part of covered California when they were not. Consumer Watchdog says Blue Shield delayed customers' ability to use their coverage for several months. And the lawsuit says consumers looking for help were forced to wait on the phone, sometimes for several hours. Marlene Pinnock will receive $1.5 million from the California Highway Patrol. The money is part of a settlement after a patrol officer was caught on camera beating Pinnock alongside Santa Monica 10 freeway. Pinnock was walking barefoot along the shoulder and occasionally in traffic lanes. Director of Project Islamic Hope, Naji Ali, had this to say to LA District Attorney Jackie Lacey.
Ms. Lacey has an opportunity to do the right thing by prosecuting this officer. In light of the Ray Rice domestic violence case, which has sent shockwaves through the NFL, we're hopeful that Ms. Lacey will take violence against women very seriously. Ray Rice lost his job. This officer needs to be prosecuted and lose his job.
As part of the settlement, the officer responsible for the beating had to resign from the agency. There are some 150,000 people in LA County who still do not have access to health insurance. Most of them are undocumented immigrants who aren't eligible for subsidies under Obamacare. As Belinda Kai reports, a new health partnership called My Health LA is trying to bridge that gap.
Marina Diaz was one of dozens of people gathered this morning at St. John's Well Child and Family Center Clinic in South LA. She was there to promote the new health services. She's a board member of the Right to Health Committee. Marina is just one of the thousands of uninsured LA County residents that My Health LA is hoping to help.
My name is Marina Diaz. I'm an immigrant. A lot of my brothers and I suffer because we can't have medical services or medical security.
MyHealthLA is a no-cost program for low-income individuals and families who can't afford or don't have health insurance. A network of about 160 nonprofit clinics are partnering with the county to offer services like primary and preventative care, specialty care, free medicine, lab services, and hospital services. Jim Mangia is the CEO of St. John's, which is one of those clinics in the program.
Los Angeles is a mecca for immigrants. It's home to some of the largest populations outside of their countries of origin. So in LA County, there was still a large population that needed health care coverage.
County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas was a leader in the effort to expand the program to everyone in LA County. He wants to ensure that people are healthy and deliver the message that everyone has the right to health care.
Everybody counts. Health care is a right, in my view, not a privilege. After all, this is the United States of America, and more to the point, this is Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is a leader in a lot of different ways, and this is yet another example.
Local residents can start using the health care services on October 1st. Belinda Kai, Annenberg Radio News.
Undocumented workers protested outside the gates of Vinyl Technology after 240 workers were fired last week following a raid by U.S. Immigration. The protest was organized by the Human Rights for Immigrants. Protesters said that the company had contracts with NASA and the military and that they knew the workers were undocumented. The fired workers say that they have been left out in the cold.
Estamos prácticamente en la calle.
Says all the people here are affected by losing our jobs because we are the breadwinners in our family. And from one day to the next, to fire us is unjust, with no explanation and no check. I have not collected my check.
Some restaurant owners were serving up public service along with their meals today. As Christian Brown reports, it was a way to keep financial support for AIDS awareness local. The city of Santa Monica will host a screening of a film tonight that may change the way you look at food.
What if our whole approach to this epidemic has been dead wrong?
The government is subsidizing the obesity epidemic.
By 2050, one out of every three Americans will have diabetes.
Katie Couric narrates the film Fed Up, which blames the food industry and the federal government for misleading Americans for 30 years. The filmmakers say 80% of the food Americans consume has added sugar, and people hooked on sugar is adding to what experts are calling one of the largest health epidemics in history. The nonprofit Sustainable Works is co-hosting the event, which will feature a Q&A session with director Stephanie Schustig. Later on Annenberg Radio News, Attorney General Eric Holder announced his resignation today. We'll have the reaction. It's the year 5776 on the Hebrew calendar. Rosh Hashanah, the start of the new year, began last night. A local Jewish rapper performed a few verses to celebrate.
5775, it's not the combo in my locker. It's not the age of my mother, the father, not the goals of Brazil versus German World Cup soccer. It's the year of Israel. Kiss the land upon her when I El Alder. Sweet new year for my future Jewish lovely, the high holiday time of the month after my birthday money. It resonates from Kiryat Tivon to Pico Lander to Sunny. A couple of chams later, everything is smiles is so funny. The first of Tishrei. What up? My name's Kosha Dills. Shalom, Chavarim. Ani Rami Avinesh, Kosha Dills. I perform on stages, rip down mics, freestyle, street perform, tour around the world, and try to make the world a better place by rapping. We travel across the nation to see them for once chillin'. And if things go all wrong, we pretend to not act like some victim. Rosh Hashanah, ahead of the new year. Yom Kippur cleanses us from our old fears. Cool, so Rosh Hashanah is, you know, it's the new year for Jews. And we don't have a ball drop. So as I explained in the rap, it's sort of, it's a religious holiday. And it's one of the most, it's called the High Holy Days. So this will precede Yom Kippur. And they say Gemar Chatima Tova, and like, you know, be inscribed in the Book of Life. And there are these sayings. And during this time, we pray, and then we think about all the people that we've wronged in the next 10 days. And then we fast during Yom Kippur. And then essentially God is supposed to figure out how much money you're making this year. Like, he decides how much. A lot of people eat honey cake, so we have the symbolism of the honey. So instead of having the challah with the salt, we have the challah bread with honey, which I had yesterday, and it was banging. Happy 5775, Los Angeles. Sincerely, the best Jewish rapper in Koreatown, Kosha Dills.
That story was produced by Taylor Haney. Attorney General Eric Holder, the first African-American to hold the post, announced his resignation today at a ceremony with President Obama. Rebecca Gibeon has the story.
Eric Holder has been in office since 2009. He is one of the longest-serving members of the Obama cabinet.
And I want to thank you all for joining me on a journey that now moves in another direction, but that will always be guided by the pursuit of justice and aimed at the North Star.
Holder has recently been on the front lines of high-profile racial incidents and even went to Ferguson after Michael Brown was shot. Those actions impressed civil rights leaders around the country, like L.A. author and journalist Earl Afari Hutchinson.
Eric Holder has always, always been on the point when it comes to issues involving justice and fairness.
Hutchinson is sorry that Holder won't finish out Obama's second term.
I was equally dismayed, disappointed, and sad. Eric Holder has been, in many, many ways, a superlative attorney general.
However, Holder's tenure has been controversial. His decision to try the September 11th plotters in a New York courthouse brought protests from the 9/11 families. And his remark that America was a nation of cowards when it comes to talks on racial issues angered political conservatives. Holder has been a prominent liberal voice in the Obama administration and a close ally of the president. President Obama today praised Holder and credited him with reducing crime and incarceration rates. Holder will remain in office until a successor is chosen. Rebecca Gibeon, Annenberg News.
Ferguson, Missouri Police Chief Thomas Jackson apologized today for the police handling of the shooting death of Michael Brown in early August. The incident ignited racial tension that escalated to rioting in the suburb of St. Louis. The police chief apologized in a scripted video that was released publicly.
I'm truly sorry for the loss of your son. I'm also sorry that it took so long to remove Michael from the street.
Jackson told CNN that he will not resign and asked the public to understand that the officers were just trying to do their jobs.
Please know that the investigating officers meant no disrespect to the Brown family, to the African-American community, or the people of Canfield. They were simply trying to do their jobs.
An attorney speaking for the Brown family says the apology will do little to sway public opinion. To get more perspective on both of these issues, I sat down with attorney Brian Campbell, who has dealt with many cases of civil liberties and racial profiling.
I think the white privilege exists so profoundly on so many different levels that we can't even begin to comprehend it.
What are some of the intrusive tactics that police use?
An officer that was trained in some of these tactics will start questioning the person and saying, where are you going? What are you doing? Where are you coming from? How long were you there? They would develop this whole line of questions to try and develop some suspicion. Then they're looking at the car. If your car's got fast food wrappers, if it's got duct tape, if it's got air fresheners, all of these observations that they're gathering in that are saying, if you went a long distance for a short period of time, which fits in with people taking vacations, fits in with people going to funerals, going to see a sick relative.
And this is routine for minorities.
This is routine for minorities where with officers that are trained in these techniques.
What are your thoughts on what is going on in Ferguson?
It would appear that it's another community that is a failed state within the United States.
Why would you say that?
If you have 60 to 80% youth unemployment, you've got serious problems. You don't have a functioning society. The police are supposed to protect and serve. But when they get into communities where they don't have a relation or they don't have contacts or they're trying to enforce laws that don't conform to the behavior of the community or they're being oppressive, they become more like military. And military is trained to acquire and eliminate threats.
What steps can be taken to not essentially solve racial profiling, because we have a long way to go to do that, but how can we start?
Good journalism had that potential. As it stands right now, most of this is government secrets, police intelligence and police secrets. These 50,000 officers, they need to be deprogrammed.
Civil rights attorney Brian Campbell is speaking at USC tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Some of today's most innovative musicians gather each year at the Carlsbad Music Festival. Elizabeth Nonemaker, was there this week.
For most of the year, the city of Carlsbad is a fairly run-of-the-mill beach town. But this past weekend, it became something else, host of the annual Carlsbad Music Festival. It's run by violinist and composer Matt McBain and features, quote, adventurous music.
Everybody who Matt picks is absolutely wonderful. Every year, the Carlsbad Music Festival gets bigger and it gets better, and people keep saying, do it again.
That's Rachel White, volunteer coordinator for the festival. The headlining acts are leaders in contemporary classical music, like David Lang, who won the 2008 Pulitzer Prize in Music. But there are other ensembles spread throughout the town, playing jazz, rock, world, and everything in between. Jay Riley is a bass player for Red Foxtails. It's the band's third year at the festival, and the music is inspired by a multitude of genres.
Latin and jazz and world sounds of African music, straight-ahead rock, funk, New Orleans-style street music. It's a real blend and mix of everything. I'm a Carlsbad resident, so I love to see this festival grow, and I've seen it grow quite a bit in the last 3 years. You know, this is exactly the type of event that I would like to come out to.
The featured artists can be seen in other cities throughout the year. USC's own Thornton Edge will replay their Carlsbad performance later next week. Andrew Norman is a composer with a piece on that program called Farnsworth, Four Portraits of a House. It's a musical portrait of Mies van der Rohe's house in Illinois, a building whose four walls are made of glass.
When you're in a very minimal glass structure, you become hyper aware of the changes in the colors of nature around you. And it's as if the building is a sort of frame or foil for this kaleidoscopic changing colors and moods and textures of nature. So the piece is about the relationship of one object being very sort of pure and the other object being very free.
You can hear this piece next Wednesday. Thornton Edge, led by Donald Crockett, will perform the program at 7:30 at the Newman Recital Hall. Elizabeth Nonnemaker, Annenberg Radio News.
Nehule Salon in downtown LA is a multicultural hangout spot and every day embraces a sense of discovery. The stylists are as diverse as their clients, and they're often surprised by the spectrum of hair types they work with each day. In other words, you never know who'll sit down in your chair.
The difference in the variety of clients, like you could have literally the mirror in your chair 1 hour, and then you could have a FITM student in your chair right after him, and then you could have an SC student right after that, and then you can have someone who works for Deloitte Accounting, or you get every single walk of life throughout the day.
For some reason, salons are segregated between black salons and white salons, and I think that's nonsense.
In Detroit, I worked at all black salon. In San Diego, I was the only black in the salon. In LA here, there's probably someone from every different race that works here.
It's very important to be able to cater to Asian clients, to African-American clients, to curly hair, just to hair.
I do braids, I do dreads, I do extensions, I color men, women, children, highlights, lowlights, you name it. I've seen over 5,000 people, and out of those 5,000, each one of them had a different texture in a way. And it just amazes me. It makes me feel like I'm a doctor or something. It's awesome to be able to touch so many different types of textures from so many different people around the world, you know. It's like total opposite on every end of the world. So it's amazing.
That sound portrait was produced by Megan Farnsworth. USC and UCLA cracked Spotify's latest top 40 chart. This list ranks the universities that listen to the most music on Spotify. USC placed 30th and UCLA ranked number 3. The study that produced the list also tracked students' sleeping patterns. The study said USC students tend to wake up 45 minutes earlier than other college students, while UCLA students stay up 45 minutes later than their peers. But both schools burn the candle at both ends. Now it's time to hear the sounds of another place that's uniquely Los Angeles.
Sonic City! Sonic City!
So I came to the Science Center today and I got told that it would be a really good experience and a chance to see something quite special.
We came to see the Pompeii exhibit. We come very often and we love it.
I thought it was really good, really well set up, and I really liked like that they brought pieces like of people they found.
Now I'm just taking off.
We were in the surgery part of the Science Center here in LA. It was fascinating, really, and it was, yeah, just like being there.
Sonic City!
USC released a snapshot of its incoming class today. 14% of the new undergraduates are the first in their families to attend college. South LA's Fauché Learning Center ranked as the third most represented high school among entering students. It hosts the university's Neighborhood Academic Initiative, which helps students get into college. 45% are from California, and the class represents 52 different countries. Now, back to the story about restaurants in Long Beach raising money to fight AIDS. Christian Brown reports.
Good afternoon, James. How are you? 19 restaurants in Long Beach served up hefty portions of awareness, along with their blue plate specials. The eateries will give 20% of today's proceeds to the CARE program at St. Mary's Medical Center, which provides health and social services to those affected with HIV/AIDS. There are over 1,700 people affected who depend on the program. Jay Villarreal started the program in 2007 to ensure that funds raised locally were used for comprehensive services offered in Long Beach.
This fundraiser called Care to Dine started 7 years ago.
Because we learned that a lot of the fundraisers that were happening here in Long Beach area were going, the funds that were raised were going back to Los Angeles, you know, other HIV/AIDS organizations over there. So we said, no, we have to do two things. Make a fundraiser, you know, create a fundraiser so the money can stay here, and create some visibility.
Weaving between tables with their arms loaded with plates of food at the original Park Pantry was waitress Cindy Sandoval. This is an issue in a community she knows well.
So. This is a prevalent gay neighborhood, and they all know somebody they've lost, somebody that has it, somebody that's in and out. I mean, they'll get better, then come back, then get better. Come back. So we lose it all, and everybody takes care of everybody. Like, this is our little corner restaurant here. We take care of everybody around us.
Last year, Care to Dine raised more than $33,000. Villarreal is hoping for even more this year. I'm Christian Brown, Annenberg Radio News.
And Derek Jeter will take the field tonight at Yankee Stadium for the last time in his 20-year career. He's played nearly 1,400 games in the Bronx. Tonight will be the first time Jeter suits up in his home uniform and knows his Yankees aren't going to the playoffs. The Yankees were eliminated from the postseason after a 9-5 loss to the Baltimore Orioles last night. Jeter spent his entire career with the Yankees. He's widely considered to be a future Hall of Famer. The Trojans will look to bounce back this weekend, playing in front of the 2015 Athletic Hall of Fame class, facing an all-too-familiar foe at the Coliseum. Evan Budrovich has this look ahead. Now we check in with Caroline Dysley to see what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision.
A new countywide health program will help those who aren't covered under Obamacare get health insurance. President Obama speaks on the fight against Ebola and who he wants to help in the fight against the disease. And possible terrorist plots against the United States and France were uncovered. We have details on this and more on ATVN at 6.
Brazilian researchers in Rio de Janeiro are releasing thousands of good mosquitoes to fight off dengue fever, a non-curable disease that causes joint pains and headaches. The researchers hope these mosquitoes will spread and take the place of those carrying the disease. Scientists have already made similar releases in Australia, Vietnam, and Indonesia. The bacteria these mosquitoes have been affected with keep the disease from passing on to humans. Scientists say nearly 390 million people get infected with dengue fever each year. That's it for this Thursday. We had help today from Nicole Harrop, Janet Jamie, Kaylin Norwood, ATVN, and Kina Frank. Our board operator is Lexi Macavinci. Logan Healy is the newscast producer, and the executive producer is Victor Figueroa. For all of us here at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Priyanka Deo.